Real men in life don't need money. They need bitches and cars for their own spiritual nourishment. And now you know why I'm so depressed. This is the Drudge Report report for the 2nd of May, 2013. My name is Julius Reed, and it's a fine day for someone out there, hopefully. Obamacare is like a sick puppy. It's difficult to charm a child with leukemia when the cute little thing is actually exacerbating his problems. Aw, cute puppy. Now I'm dead. As a direct result of the caring and sharing known as socialism, large employers offering health insurance have been required to cut workers' hours in order to compensate for Obama's inherent concern for the people. Gotta love the hilarious compromise. This is to accommodate for the expenses that may be involved in a costly heart transplant, or maybe even to discover your newly found mental sickness, also known as, I don't pay taxes, so shut the hell up. In Athens, the extremist far-right Golden Dawn Party is trying to open a Greeks-only soup kitchen because clearly immigrants have no human value. If you're not a hairy 10-foot gorilla who shouts of the glory days before Christ, then you're probably deserving of poverty. But it's understandable, as the Euro project has completely decimated this once insignificant country into something actually bearing its name. Greece is dead. Let's just pretend that this hairy mass of yogurt and goat meat lying on the floor is actually just lolling in its eternal slumber. There's nothing to see here. Al Jazeera America are to open a Detroit bureau later this year so that they can tell the average struggle of some pissed off black man. Why can't I get a job? Obama got one. I guess it's not so bad though. When everyone's got that much free time to spend, you could almost become the next TMZ. A 25th person has died from a new strain of bird flu which has rocked the Chinese hemisphere. Why the birds? What kind of kinky sexual activity do they get up to? More than 120 people have been diagnosed with the virus since it was reported in late March. Shanghai's McDonald's franchise even went as far as to halve the price of chicken nuggets. I think we know the real tragedy of this all. The slowed progress of westernization in China. From this day forward, I promise to donate 20% of the $0 I make from this show to help a small Chinese boy afford a Big Mac. Google's new futuristic sci-fi contraption, the Google Glass, the smartphone of glasses, has been enabled to take pictures via a wink in a new source code released to developers. While the consumer version is said to be released later next year, the current Explorer edition of the device comes with a hefty price tag of $1,500. But the real concern is the hacking potential of the device, in which a hacker could almost steal your vision from the device's front camera. But seriously, what kind of nerd wearing these things are actually going to be doing anything interesting anyway? Unless if you want to watch the same porn he's watching, reiterate he is watching, then I'm sure you'll live a fulfilled life. The city of Philadelphia has given final approval to have some of their city buildings and vehicles to feature advertising on their sides in a 15-0 vote. I'd love to see the Pepsi logo tattooed onto the mayor's head to help pay for this year's budget. When the economy is this bad, expect much worse. Although obviously default is out of the question, because we'd rather experience some kind of eternal decline into the abyss. Sounds rational to me. Sign me up. Literally. I'm looking at you, Walmart. If you were to ask the US government where Syria's chemical weapons are, they'd probably give you a blank stare and ask, how on earth did you get into the White House? This is on the basis of satellite footage, which supposedly confirms that the country are moving large quantities of the stuff in trucks. While we're at it, let's try and find the mystical Syrian unicorn. It comes in 10 different sizes and, as my satellite confirms, is also being held in trucks. Wait, is that a trickle of oil I hear 6,000 miles across the Atlantic? It's quite obvious. We must have it. America's suicide rate has skyrocketed among middle-aged Americans, with the biggest jump among white Americans, whose rate rose from 15.9% in 1999 to a staggering 22.3% in 2010. Fun fact, roughly 57% of suicides occur between the ages of 35 and 64, with the rate increasing in 39 of the 50 states. Oh, sorry, do you require a punchline? I apologize, I'd rather see you die from the misery. 15 teachers at an Oregon school were shocked when two masked gunmen burst into a meeting room firing blanks in what was merely a drill. Ah, these imaginary bullets hurt so much! Rather, it's the shame I'd be worried about of being a teacher. The feds have accused a 6-year-old girl of plagiarism in this year's National Junior Duck Stamp Contest and has been stripped of her victory. The girl was allegedly in tears and vows to take revenge by becoming a white trash heroin junkie stripper. They claim that she violated the rules by first tracing the outlines of her duck from one of her father's unpublished photos before painting it. What a terrorist! I wouldn't be surprised if she was linked to the Boston bombings, bitch! 29% of registered voters believe that an armed revolution might be necessary within the next few years in order to protect American liberties. Yes, because that's what God would have wanted. Death, destruction with a hint of ideology. I really do love America, which is why I do this show. That and the babes who come crawling to me after a good 3 hours of audio production. It's fair to say, I take a lot of drugs. A historic snowstorm has hit America's upper Midwest, reaching their biggest May snowfall on record, dating back to even the 1800s. The storm brought up 2 feet of snow over the central Rockies and is set to continue into Friday morning. It's probably global warming, or as I like to say, bullshit. Do you constantly worry about having your house blown up by a flying drone in the sky? Don't live in the Middle East? Well, not to worry, because a Washington DC-based engineer is working on a new device called the Drone Shield, a small Wi-Fi connected device that uses a microphone to detect a drone's acoustic signatures. How splendid! That will completely prevent my death as the shrapnel from a rocket pierces my skull. The device will cost $69 and will be about the size of a USB thumb drive, or preferably your dick. Ah yes, it's always nice to be able to relate to your audience. This has been the Drudge Report Report for the 2nd of May 2013. My name is Julius Reed, and I'm off to express myself in the way Buddha would have wanted, by crying into my pillow for the next 15 minutes.